Book 2. Assembly and Muster of Armies. Now slept the gods, and those who fought at Troy, horse-handlers, charioteers, the long night through. But slumber had no power over Zeus, who pondered in the night how to exalt Achilles, how in his absence to destroy Achaeans in windrows at the ships. He thought it best to send to Agamemnon that same night a fatal dream. Calling the dream, he said, "Sinister dream, go down amid the fast ships of Achaea. Enter Lord Agamemnon's quarters. Tell him everything point by point as I command you. Let him prepare the long-haired carls of Achaea to fight at once. Now he may take by storm the spacious town of Troy. The Olympians, tell him, are of two minds no longer. Hera swayed them, and black days overhang the men of Troy." The dream departed at his word, descending swift as wind to where the long ships lay, and sought the son of Atreus. In his hut he found him sleeping, drifted all about with balm of slumber. At the marshal's pillow, standing still, the dream took shape as Neleus's son, old Nestor. Agamemnon deferred to Nestor most of all his peers, so in his guise the dream spoke to the dreamer. "Sleeping, son of Atreus, tamer of horses, you should not sleep all night, not as a captain responsible for his men with many duties, a great voice in the conferences of war. Follow me closely. I am a messenger from Zeus, who is far away but holds you dear. Prepare the troops," he said, "to take the field without delay. Now may you take by storm the spacious town of Troy. The Olympian gods are of two minds no longer. Hera's pleading swayed them all, and bitter days from Zeus await the Trojans. Hold on to this message against forgetfulness in tides of day when blissful sleep is gone." On this, the dream withdrew into the night and left the man to envision, rapt, all that was not to be, thinking that day to conquer Priam's town.